Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download it at your Apple Store. You can download it at your Google Play Store. Look for Odyssey app. It's a big A with an orange background, big white A with an orange background. You download it. You look for WILK News Radio. You put it in the search. You find us. You favorite it. That's it. You got us. It is 5:11 here, 72 degrees on this Thursday, May 15th, 2025. WILK is helping Giant Floor celebrate 60 years of giving you a chance to win 3 rooms of carpeting installed with padding, valued at $1,965. That's the year Giant Floor opened. Giant Floor since 1965 with locations in Bartonsville, Wilkes-Barre, and Scranton. You can go to WILKNewsRadio.com and click contest to enter, and you can enter once per day. And again, this is 3 rooms. 3 rooms of carpeting installed with padding. You can go to WILKNewsRadio.com, click contest to enter. You can enter once per day to get involved with that contest there. So I was just looking at some new video that came out today. And listen, I don't know if you've ever heard from The 300, the movie The 300, where the leader of The 300 said, take from them everything, give them nothing, take from them everything. And that's how I think we need to start treating the mainstream media. We need to start pandering to them. We need to start treating them, the way they want to play gotcha with questions, then you need to throw it right back at them. And Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma did just that. The new talking points for the Democrats. Well, recently today, I mean, yesterday you had Summer Lee, our great representative from Pennsylvania, looking for reparations, trillions of dollars in reparation payments to Black Americans. And now you have Ilana Presley saying the same thing today during a press conference. So I guess that's a new talking point for some of them. But it's been Medicaid. They've kind of moved away from Social Security and the veterans losing their benefits now to Medicaid. And now you have this $400 million plane from Qatar that's being brought up constantly. Oh, it's not a security problem. It's an ethic problem. Is it any kind of problem? Well, a reporter tried to do that with Senator Mark Wayne Mullen today. And I'm going to play you the clip because you got to hear his comebacks because it's just it's pretty good. And this is how they need to be treated. I'm sorry. It's how they need to be treated. If I can play it.
Senator, can I get your reaction to Trump doubling down on accepting the $400 million jet from Qatar?
I have zero issue with it.
You have zero issue with it? Do you think it raises ethics concerns or national security concerns?
Have you ever been to New York and saw the Statue of Liberty? That was a gift, too.
Do you have any safety concerns about, this coming from a foreign government? And
so you know anything about safety and our security and our intel? Do you know anything about it? So do you think we're really going to take the plane and not strip it and put all the Air Force One stuff in it, even if it came brand new from the factory? If you don't understand that basic knowledge, then probably shouldn't be reporting on it.
And mic drop there. She's trying to talk about, you think it's an ethics issue for accepting this gift. And he's like, you ever been in New York and seen the Statue of Liberty? That was a gift. And then she goes to the security. Don't you think it's a security issue or a safety issue taking a plane from a foreign nation? And he said, do you know anything about safety or security? Do you have any, pertinent knowledge? Do you have a skill set in that? You don't think we're going to strip it down? You don't think we're going to have to put all the Air Force One stuff in it and such like that? And he goes, well, you don't know anything about, do you have any expertise in this? If you don't, you really shouldn't be asking the questions. And you're pretty much right on point. Pretty much right on point. And that's how they need to be dealt with. You saw how quickly that reporter was shut down and had to pivot to something else. And that just goes to show that they're looking for gotcha quotes. They're looking to try and, further the Democratic talking points out there, which right now are Medicaid and this $400 million plane, which again is most likely going to be used to sit in a museum for the most part. But Trump was in the Middle East. He's on his tour. It's actually wrapping up today, I believe, the last of it. They say there may be a surprise trip or visit from Turkey, but that has yet to come to fruition, so we don't know if that's going to take place or not. But it's interesting. There's so much with the media coming out about this whole area, the Middle East. There was an article this week on the Houthis and what's been going on with our battle groups that are out there, the USS Truman Strike Group and such like that. And it's interesting because the New York Times, you know, did this article of, you know, why there's this ending of hostilities with the Houthis all of a sudden from Trump. And they try to put their spin on it, but they can't even get basic facts right. And it's a lot of unnamed sources, you know, military people who were deployed state this and such. And it's interesting because I have pretty good contacts. I have pretty good contacts in the situation when it comes to this. And how wrong the mainstream media has been to what's going on out there is bordering negligent. That they're putting this out there to the American public, they're scaring families. You know, putting this information out there just for an example. And this is basic information that's out there in the public realm. But the New York Times posted this article that we're talking about 3 days ago. And it talked about the latest incident with the USS Truman where they say an F-18 landing missed the wire and had to eject and fell into the sea. Well, that's not what happened. It's not what happened at all. And it's public information that's out there. If you did your homework as a journalist, as a supposed journalist, you think the New York Times would have such standards to get the basic information. The F-18 aircraft did not miss landing on the deck and fall into the sea and had to eject. The number two wire broke. They caught the wire on landing. They trapped, as they call it, and the wire snapped, leaving the plane crew no option. Zero option but to eject. This was an equipment malfunction. This was unavoidable. These wires are highly regulated. They count every time a plane lands on them, and they're replaced at a certain number that's been determined. It's not optional. It's not arbitrary. If that number used to be 100, if that wire had 100 traps on it, it needed to be replaced, and a new wire is put on. Well, that wire snapped, and it's the number two wire. And on the Harry S. Truman, I believe there's three wires. You have the one, two, and three. Number two being the one you normally – that's the best wire you want to catch. Number one wire is the first wire. You know, that means you're a little too close to the edge of the ship as you're coming in. The number three wire means you were a little long. Number two wire is you're right where you're supposed to be. Some aircraft carriers have four wires. The Harry S. Truman, I believe, has three. Well, the number two wire snapped. And what happens is when a plane catches that wire, when you're coming in for a landing on an aircraft carrier, the pilot radios in what type of aircraft it is, how much fuel he has left, and what weapons he still has on the plane, because that determines the weight of the plane. That information is put into their system for the wires. All three wires or all four wires, depending on what aircraft carrier you're on, is equipped now to take that weight of plane, which is why they call the Super Hornet a Rhino, because there at one point, not too long ago, there were legacy Hornets and Super Hornets. And rather than saying that and all somebody hearing is Hornet, they used to call the legacy Hornet the legacies and the Rhinos. So they could determine between the two of them. Well, you know, Rhino's coming in for a landing. It has, you know, 1,200 pounds of fuel and these types of weapons. And that's factored into the system, and those wires are set to stop that weight of an aircraft. If it's a different aircraft and the wire snaps, or the tail hook could snap on the plane. And they make it seem like, well, you know, they just missed. And they fell into... Now, that's called a bolter. And it's not uncommon. It's made fun of a lot by the other pilots because every pilot's rated on every landing. But when you land and your tail hook, for whatever reason, doesn't catch any of the wires, it's called a bolter. It's called over the system, the radio, the landing systems officer, the landing signal officer, the LSO, who stands there with a telephone on the deck while the planes land, calls it, the tower calls it, the pilot calls it. It's out there. Everybody on the ship knows you bolted. But it's a touch and go. Just like you see on runways here, anyone who's flown planes or been in a plane that has been training for their pilot's license, they're called touch and goes. They're done at Avoca all the time. You can go there and watch them for the smaller planes. It's when they come in, they touch down, and they just immediately take back off. It's touch and go. Well, that's what they can do on an aircraft carrier. They're slowing to their landing speed, which is somewhere around 230 miles an hour, I guess, 180 miles an hour, somewhere in that realm. I don't know exactly. But all they have to do is pull full throttle, which they do anyway when they land. So even if you catch a wire and you're stopping, pilots on an aircraft carrier move their plane into full throttle. Just in case something happens, they could take back off. Now what happens if you catch that wire and it slows you down too much and that wire snaps, you don't have enough speed to lift. The plane's going to go off the end of the deck and crash into the water. So you have no choice but to eject. And that's what happened here. And that information is already out there. How I even know it's the two wire, it's because it's public information that's been called out on multiple platforms by multiple agencies. So for the New York Times to say that they missed on the landing, and no, it was an equipment malfunction that was unavoidable. They had no choice but to eject. So little things like that. Now here's a ship that's been out there extended twice. 5,000 sailors on this aircraft carrier alone. And then you have the support shifts. So you're talking about 7,200 men and women that serve our country that have been out there that should have been home a month and a half ago. And you have people like the New York Times, kind of giving the hard time because of politics. They have nothing to do with politics. They've been ordered to stay out there, and they're doing the best job they can. A matter of fact, the fleet admiral was just out there and said that the USS Harry S. Truman has had the highest operational tempo since World War II of any aircraft carrier. That's how much action they've been seeing out there. That's how many missions they've been flying out there. So, yes, are they worn down? Of course. If you were told a month and a half ago that you were going to be home and then they said, nope, you're going to have to stay another month. Okay, well, we're here another month. And then you were supposed to leave and they say, yeah, we're going to stay another 2 weeks. Yeah, it would wear on you too. But that's what our military signs up for. They understand that. We understand that. The families understand that. It doesn't make it any better. But for places like the New York Times and our media here to take hearsay and put it out there or even have the ability to get the right information but just not bother. It's just poor journalism, it's poor ethics, and it just wears on the families back at home because there is contact with their family members. They have an idea, maybe not specifics, but what's going on. But when there's basic information and they're making it seem like, hey, our military's just not doing the job, or anytime something happened out there, oh, the captain's a white male, I guess it's not DEI. Here's men and women of all colors, all backgrounds, all religions, from all aspects of our nation and territories, serving together to protect you and I. We don't need to put that crap on them. You want to deal with politics? Deal with politics at home. But they also read this stuff. They see this stuff. They have access to the internet. And you know what? They can't fight for themselves when it comes to combating that nonsense. It's up to us to do the right thing and put out the right information out there to let you guys know what they are going through day in and day out. And what they've gone through the past months is an utter war zone. But we don't see that in our daily news each day.